are privileged to watch one of the truly unique and one of the truly great, great players of all time ever in this game. He's the best power forward in basketball again this year. All right, he'll be first-team All-NBA. It's not even up for debate. Fans that live in this city have got to milk this for as long as they can. Because when that guy doesn't walk out there for the center jump anymore, things are not going to be the same. Trust me.
Your drive home from work is better with 103.3 FM ESPN. ESPNDallas.com. Serving Dallas-Fort Worth sports fans everywhere. 103.3 FM ESPN. KESN-FM and KESN-HD1. Allen, Dallas-Fort Worth.
I'm Christine Lisi, defending NBA champion Lakers, on to the second round of the playoffs. Pau Gasol tipped in a Kobe Bryant missed jumper with a half second remaining. Russell Westbrook missed a desperation three at the final buzzer. Los Angeles knocked out Oklahoma City 95-94 in Game 6. Bryant and the Lakers welcome Utah tomorrow in the opener of their second round matchup.
No scouting report necessary for either team. Yeah, we know their offense inside out. They know our offense inside out, as well as the defense. We've played each other so many times, including preseason. It's extremely, extremely familiar with each other.
L.A. has knocked the Jazz out of the playoffs the last 2 years. Utah closed out Denver with a 112-104 victory in Game 6. Jazz shot 51 free throws, 39 on personal fouls, 4 on technicals by the Nuggets. Hawks got it done against the Bucks, 83-69 in Game 6. So Jamal Crawford and the Hawks host Game 7 tomorrow.
Honestly speaking, if we don't go home and handle business in Game 7, this win means nothing. So we enjoy it right now. You know, watch some more tapes, see how we can get better, you know, and feed off our home crowd and try to get the win on Sunday.
NHL playoffs, Sidney Crosby had a pair of assists. He leads the league with 16 points this postseason. The Penguins scored 4 power play goals. They defeated the Canadiens 6-3 in Game 1. Baseball, National League. Mets ran their winning streak to 8 with a 9-1 rout of the Phillies. Rod Barajas homered twice. Braves beat the Astros 4-2 to end a 9-game skid. Dodgers over the Pirates 6-2. American League, Miguel Tejada, game-tying solo homer in the bottom of the 8th off Daniel Bard, then had the walk-off single in the 10th, which won it. Orioles edged the Red Sox 5-4. Yankees 6, White Sox 4, Tigers 10, Angels 6. Cliff Lee, 3 hits. He struck out 8 in 7 shutout innings in his Mariners debut. Texas scored on a wild pitch and a ground out in the top of the 12th, beat Seattle 2-0. There is a 100% chance of wet weather in the forecast for today's 136th Kentucky Derby. Looking at Lucky is the 3-1 morning line favorite. ESPN radio coverage from the Derby begins at 5 Eastern. Kyle Busch has the poll for tonight's Sprint Cup race at Richmond International.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
What's a Molotov cocktail that never break the glass? Here I am, partner wanna come for me, you better bring it. I ain't mad, I forgive them, God, I know they ain't mean it. Yeah, I seen it all before.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
What are they saying?
I have no idea. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriao here.
If you don't know, it means you're not cool enough to hear it.
Well, that goes without saying.
I will say that that was the song that was playing. T.I. am back. Just about everybody was listening to that in the locker room the other day.
Is it on your iPod yet?
It is not on my iPod yet. Is this new?
Yeah, T.I. is the rapper that had an affinity for guns and was arrested the day of a award show about a year or so ago. Just got out of jail.
Oh, hell.
And so now his song is I'm Back.
If I would have known that, I wouldn't have let you play that.
So wait, hold on.
What, he's a gangster?
No, he's not a gangster. He just has an affinity for guns. He has a gun collection.
On.
Like you have a car collection, he has a gun collection.
So hold on.
But I don't get arrested.
Let me write this down. T.I. is the rapper that has an affinity for guns. Okay, it's him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Just him.
Wait, hold on a second. There are a lot of non-rapping people in life that have an affinity for guns.
Yes, yeah, but I
know. Hunters have affinities.
For guns. I mean, no, they're not all hunters. There are people that just happen to have a gun collection. Well, they have, you know,
certain ex-teammates of the Dallas Mavericks.
Who are you talking about?
I'm trying to figure this one out too.
Is it
the ex-teammate of Caron Butler?
Oh, yeah.
Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas.
I went blank myself.
Yeah, and you remember what Washington was before they were the Wizards?
The Bullets.
That's right. You know, it's amazing to me how this show kind of takes a right turn and a left turn at the drop of a dime.
A U-turn.
It is amazing how we do this. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
Clarence, I have an ESPN question that maybe you can get the answer for me on. This occurred to me, and I apologize. It's a random thought. I got hooked on the NFL draft show, and they had the two guys, McShay and the guy with the hair,
Mel Kiper,
their draft
Jr.
predictions. I want to know if anybody kept statistics on what their success rate was in predicting, because they were predicting it pick by pick.
You know, I don't know what their final number was.
10%.
Actually, I wouldn't say that. There's always going to be a surprise. Like last year, it was Darius Heyward-Bey who was drafted, I think, whatever, 7 overall or whatever, instead of Michael Crabtree. And this year you had guys like Colt McCoy and Jimmy Clausen that fell out of the first round and different things like that. Dez Bryant, the Cowboys wide receiver, people slip. Now, I think what they do from a statistical standpoint, to answer your question directly, I think – they may look at their statistics as if a guy went in us in a particular round, but not say a particular pick. And if that's the case, then they probably have a pretty high rating. But I'll double check that.
Yeah, I'm just curious what their success rate is, because my guess is it's not very high.
Well, it can't be. I mean,
welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. 214-787-1033. T.O. Surreal here. That was Dr. Scott Blumenthal there.
And our success rate in our business is much higher than
we have
predicting.
To be.
Well, that's my point.
We have to be. I was having a conversation with Rolando Blackman, as a matter of fact. That's okay for me to drop names. And I asked this question that was during warm-ups, and my question was, can a player tell – any player, NFL, hockey, whatever, can a player tell during warmups whether he's going to have it that night or not have it, and put that in quotation marks, that night? And the answer is no. You can warm up. You've done the same routine 1,000 times. Every free throw is falling in. But you really can't tell whether you have it, that whether you're going to be hot that night, whether the hoop's going to look like it's 5 feet wide or not. And then I was thinking about our business and the surgery business. Mm-hmm. We have to have it every day.
You're right.
The truth is, you don't always have it, do you? I mean, there are some times you've probably, not that you'll admit it on the air, but there are some times you probably, I hate to use the word messed up.
No. This is an easy answer for me. Because, look, we learn to do a certain procedure. You learn a procedure. It's in the book. It's described. In fact, some of these procedures have somebody's name attached to it. You're going to do the Kidner procedure. You're going to do the whatever procedure. So you learn to do a procedure. And for the most part, you do it the same way every single time.
And not to compare fiction to reality in this particular case, but we've all seen the medicine shows and the ERs and different shows where
right.
you go in to do a particular procedure that you've done 100 times and then something goes wrong. So at some point there is an element of – there is a variable that you may or may not control that would determine the success rate of that particular procedure for you.
We had a professor at UT Southwestern, we were residents, and I use this line over and over again, and it's, I can guarantee my labor, I can't guarantee your parts. Most of the time, the variability is there's some anatomic healing issues.
Right.
But yeah, we can do the surgery the same way every time. But there's so much individual variability in patients, that's why I say, like in spine, you know, knees are different. You ACL surgery is very, very successful. A back fusion is successful about 60 to 70% of the time. Even though I do it the same way every time, the patients are different. So yeah. I see your point, Clarence.
Well, the point, I want to get back to Chris's call, because he had, I promised him I was going to answer this question in this hour. And I like it when you're here on the show, Scott, because we end up talking about the fine points of medicine that is hard for me to talk about when I'm by myself. But one of the fine points of medicine is that it is very important to tailor the procedure to the diagnosis to the patient. And there's a triangle here. It may be the right procedure for the right diagnosis, but that may not be the right patient to do it on. She's overweight, or she's immature, or they've got a drug problem. So it's the right diagnosis, it's the right procedure, but it's the wrong patient. And then you're not going to get a good result. Often where doctors don't quite get it right is they do the right procedure for the wrong diagnosis. Example I used last month. You've got a torn lateral meniscus, but you're going in there and do a microfracture. Wrong procedure for the wrong diagnosis. You're going to have a bad result. Anyway, with that being said, Chris asked in the last segment, I don't know if Chris is still on. Hey, Chris, are you still there? Probably not. Oh, okay, well, can you turn it up for me? Hey, Chris, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, sorry about that. You had ACL surgery 20 years ago. You had 80% of your meniscus taken out, and you kind of wanted to know what the options are about this point, right?
Yes, that's correct. And what potentially could happen to maybe a hip area or something right. like that because of that injury. But yeah.
Right. Well, actually, that's a whole separate question. I'll get to that in a second. What happens 10, 15, 20 years down the road from a traumatic episode like this is that you start to develop some arthritis. The meniscus is there as a cushion. You've lost 80% of that cushion. You're starting to develop some arthritic changes. That's why it aches. That's why it hurts. Well, there are lots of options right now. I don't think that meniscus replacement is an option for you. Now, we have considered and we do meniscus replacements on 18-year-olds or 20-year-olds, but we don't necessarily do it on people that are over 50 because at that point, the cow's out of the barn. There are options such as, you know, changing the way you work out, maybe some cushion in your shoes, maybe some injections. And there's a couple of types of injections, either cortisone or something called Synvisc or Hyalogen, which is a lubricant. There are some partial knee replacements where you replace just half or one compartment in the knee. Ultimately, if nothing controls your symptoms and you continue to be painful, you can't sleep, you can't walk around the block, then the ultimate answer way down the road is going to be a knee replacement. But between where you are now and knee replacement, there's probably a half dozen options. And you need to go to a doc who is interested in exploring all these options. If you go to a knee replacement doc, he's going to say you need a knee replacement. that's just kind of the way it is nowadays. But you need to find someone who's willing to work with you methodically and go through these steps so that we can control your symptoms.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it, sir.
You're very welcome. That's a great answer or a great question. I wanted to make sure I got to it. 214-787-1033 or 71755. Let's go to, you know, I'm going to go out of order again for you, Scott. Hey, let's go to Donna. Hey, Donna, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
All right, what you got for us today?
Okay. Let's go. Had a deterioration of the L5. They went in. I have 4 screws, 3 pins, and a bone graft.
All right, so they did a fusion. When was this?
In 2000.
Okay.
Now, 10 years later, started having problems. Feels kind of like you got a wing nut back there and you're getting poked with different things and the numbing of the leg and just standing, sitting, trying to walk around for 30, 40 minutes is very painful. So now they're talking about doing surgery on the L4. Heard y'all show about the disc replacement. Is that a possibility? Is that more the avenue I need to look at rather than them put more screws and pins in?
Well, the answer is depending upon where your pain's coming from. And sometimes it's hard just on an MRI scan to tell exactly where your pain's coming from. So presumably your MRI scan shows the next disc, the L4.
Correct.
is showing some signs of deterioration or degeneration or bulging, et cetera. And if that was where your pain was coming from, and your fusion had successfully healed, which it sounds like it did, yeah, I think you'd be a great candidate for disc replacement surgery. Sometimes when people have, you know, kind of a poking feeling in their back, it could be from the pins and the rods and the screws themselves. And
the hardware.
The hardware.
Yeah.
You can do a diagnostic injection, kind of to put numbing medicine to block the hardware, the screw heads, et cetera. And if that's the cause of the pain, that's a real easy fix. You just take the screws out. So, you know, maybe a little bit more diagnostics, but, you know, if they've done the diagnostics and said, you know, it's the next disc up, you need to have a fusion, you owe it to yourself to at least explore the opportunity to see if you can have the disc replaced, because it's the same thing in the neck and the back. You do a fusion, the next level eventually is going to go.
Right. Yeah, because they diagnosed me having spinal stenosis. And so then they said that's basically I've had the deterioration for years, many years. And so, you know, my question is okay, you do the L4, is it just a domino effect and you have to start going up the spine?
That's the concern. And about anywhere between 15 and 40% of the time, it is a domino effect. Yes.
Thanks, Donna.
Great call.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. When we come back next, more of your phone calls, 214-787-1033, and your texts as well. Keep the demographics coming in a few characters or less, who you are, where you're listening from, what you do for a living. We'll be right back on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Hello, radio listeners. It's your boys, Ben and Skin, inviting you to tune into our show Monday at 9 a.m. immediately following Mike and Mike as we get into a little Dez Bryant talk. We've had a chance to watch him in camp, and now we're going to reset your expectation level.
And also, what marquee maverick needs to go? We're going to get him gone. It's Ben and Skin Monday from 9 to noon on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi. Welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful cheeseburger platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. with Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic.
Tim Legler, our NBA insider extraordinaire, joins us in studio. Dallas needed to come out last night and do the same thing the Lakers did, punch the opponent in the gut, and they did.
Dallas came out last night. The interesting thing to me, I don't think people understand enough how tough it is for a guy that was like your go-to kind of primary scoring option to come to a team, I'm talking about Caron Butler, and be a guy that spends a lot of time posting up or cutting on the weak side of the floor and not being the guy that they run the offense through. And that's what Caron Butler's been in since he got there. They haven't really utilized him for the things that he does well. Last night he came out and they went to him. And I think Rick Carlisle and Caron Butler must have had that conversation on the off day where he basically said, look, you know, I can do more, I know, but I've got to be a guy that, you know, you come to first. And they did that last night.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m., only on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
In May of 2009, Mind That Bird, written by Calvin Burrell, rallied from dead last up the rail and passed 12 horses in the stretch to win the Derby. At odds of 50 to 1, he rewarded his supporters with a $103 return on a $2 wager. Bodog was there. More than just a name, Bodog has been a trusted online brand for over 15 years. A pioneer in the sports business, there is only one, Bodog. For information on the Derby, visit BodogSportsOnline.net.
If you
considered buying a gun, now is the time. The original Fort Worth Gun Show returns this Saturday and Sunday to the Will Rogers Center. Receive training from experts to legally protect your family and yourself. Over 1,200 tables of guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Visit our website, fwgunshow.com, or call us at 817-732-1194. The original Fort Worth Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at Will Rogers. Don't wait. Take action while you still can.
Have you noticed your neighbors getting a new roof? Hey, it's Frito here, and if your roof is more than 7 years old, there's a good chance your roof is damaged and needs to be replaced. Call Decker Roofing today for a free, no-obligation roof inspection. One of their insurance specialists will come out, inspect your roof, and go over the options with you before you file a claim. They'll even assist you in the process of filing a claim, and most claims can be filed within 3 minutes over the telephone, and then Decker Roofing will take over the claim and fight for you to make sure you receive a fair settlement from your insurance carrier. Many people think that insurance companies will automatically raise their rates for filing a claim, and this is just not true. Insurance companies cannot raise your rates for claims resulting from a weather-related incident. Give my buddy Andrew at Decker Roofing a call today for a free inspection and tell them Frito sent you. And if you call Decker Roofing and you contract for a new roof, you will be entered into a drawing for a free Caribbean vacation for two. Plus, everyone who gets a new roof will receive up to a $250 American Express gift card. But you got to hurry. The drawing closes May 10th. 877-6-FIX-IT-NOW or check out their website at DECA, that's D-E-K-A, roofing.com.
Now, a Sports Center update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com Sports Center desk.
I'm Byron Anderson, Sports Center, brought to you by DECA Roofing. Rangers back to one game under 500, 11-12 on the year after a 2-0 extra inning win over the Mariners last night. Cliff Lee, great in his debut for the M's. He strikes out 8 in 7 innings of work, but Texas starter Kobe Lewis, even better. He strikes out 10 in 9 innings of shutout work, but neither of them gets the win as the Rangers score 2 in the 12th to take the victory. Mavericks doing their exit interviews yesterday before the offseason starts. One of the biggest questions is about center Brendan Haywood. He's a free agent, and he was asked if he wanted to return to the Mavericks.
I love the organization, coaching staff, everything here is done first class. Can't argue with anything that they have here.
To the NBA playoffs from last night, Paul Gasol follow with 5 seconds left in this game. 6 ends the Thunder's exciting season as Lakers win 95-94. They move on to face the Jazz, who knocked off the Nuggets 112-104 in a win last night in Utah. In the East, Hawks force Game 7 with the Bucks, beating them 83-69. Football, Dez Bryant and the rest of the new rookies showing off their stuff at minicamp this weekend. It started yesterday at Valley Ranch and runs through Sunday. We go to golf. Tiger Woods misses the cut for only the 6th time in 241 tournaments he has entered in. After shooting a second round 79 yesterday at Quail Hollow, he finishes at 7 over. Billy Mayfair is your leader in the tournament. He's at 8 under. And the 136th running of the Kentucky Derby will be wet, and you can hear it right here on ESPN Radio, coverage starting at 4 p.m. today. I'm Byron Anderson, ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com, taking DFW sports coverage to the next level.
Don't break the bank. For a limited time, get something for practically paying nothing at your closest North Texas Honda dealer, NTXHonda.com.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. This is Inside Sports Medicine, taking your calls 214-787-1033. I'm going to try to get as many phone calls in as possible. I've got a couple of random thoughts that I want to get to before the show is over. On my way down to San Antonio on Sunday, I sat next to a veteran. Just brilliant conversation. Had many, many insights. He was 75 years old, fought in World War II, just very, very proud of his service, and I was very proud to listen to his stories. But he said something interesting about medicine that I'm going to get to in just a bit. Let us go to... Scott, you want another back question?
I'm here. Let's go for it.
That, by the way, that other voice, Dr. Scott Blumenthal, he's with us first Saturday of every month. And I think the fans are kind of catching on to that, which is why we're getting all these questions for you.
This is great.
All right, Fred, what you got? Hey, Fred, good morning.
Good morning.
You are an Inside Sports Medicine. What you got for us?
I have a question about a C5, C6 bone fusion that I had 13 years ago at VA.
Fire away. This sounds like the first question we had in the beginning of the first hour.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. We had a question very similar to this in the beginning of the first hour. So what you got? What's your question?
Well, the question I have is, what will cause me to have loose feeling in my hands and drop things?
You mean weakness?
I said, what would cause me to have loose feeling in my hands and drop things? And I have a lot of pain in my neck radiating down to about my middle shoulder.
Yeah, I think the most common reason would be that one of the discs next to the fusion was either bulging, herniated, or perhaps some bone spurs. You'd need an X-ray, MRI scan, and a good evaluation to see what's causing it. So it sounds like you're having neurologic symptoms and needs to get looked at.
Yeah, you need to get that checked out, Fred.
Get it checked out.
Well, I went back to the VA, and they told me that all I have is just arthritis, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, you might, but there may be some other reasons. So you need probably an MRI scan.
All right, thanks, Fred. Well, I did want to just elaborate on that. That was essentially the same question we had in the first hour.
Oh, yeah.
After you have a fusion, the disc or the segment above and below deteriorates. And as it deteriorates, if it touches the nerve or the spinal cord, then you have symptoms like what he's describing, which is the pain and the weakness and the dropping things. So while it may be arthritis, the arthritis is causing the neurologic symptoms. So, yes, you do have to get that checked out. Let's go to another one for you. Hey, Mario, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, good morning, doctor. Just to give you a little quick background, I'm calling on behalf of my wife. About 3 years ago, she had a back fusion on the real lower part of her spine. She kept complaining about her right leg getting hot, getting warm. They actually went in and shaved off, I guess, a little bit of the disc area. And after that procedure, her whole disc collapsed. So they had to put in, a titanium spacer or something, and then they put the screws in there to fuse it.
Okay.
And it's been about 3 years. So now she's telling me that she can look off. She could turn 90-degree angle all the way to her left. But now she's having trouble. She can't turn all the way to the right. Being that far of a distance from her lower back now all the way up to her, like, her neck area where she can't turn right, would that cause it? Because I heard you earlier in the show talking about how maybe the disc up above it or below it can also deteriorate, but would that cause her neck not being able to turn to the right side?
Well, you know what? The answer, and I'm going to kind of give you my 2 cents, and then we'll let the expert give his 2 cents. When we talk about the disc above and below, we're talking about the segment immediately above and immediately below. So chances are, if she's having neck symptoms, it's probably not related directly to the fusion. Having said that, I mean, if the fusion was in the lumbar area, which is what you're describing, having said that, whatever process may be taking place in her lower back that led to the fusion may also be taking place in her neck. Is that not what you see, Scott?
The chance of somebody who has disc problems in their neck and back is very high.
Okay.
So if you know somebody, and your wife is an example, she's had a disc problem in her low back, and potentially she's just got something going on in her neck now, you start the evaluation process all over again. You do, you know, you get seen by a specialist, you go have X-rays, MRI scan if they think it's necessary. So, yes, I mean, is it related to the surgery? No. But is it related to disc problems? Most likely, yes.
Yeah. So, with that being said, it's probably worth another evaluation, Mario. But I don't think it's directly related to her previous surgery.
And what you're describing, just not being able to turn your neck fully to one side or another very rarely results in another surgery. It sounds like something right. that can be managed non-operatively.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I hope that, because I don't want to go through that whole process.
No, no.
I don't want
surgery.
Surgery
is a last resort.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, doctor. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go to Todd. Hey, Todd. Help us change gears here. What's up?
Hey, it's you got me?
Yes, you're on.
Okay, I appreciate you taking my call. I have a right shoulder separation, an AC separation, occurred about 6 weeks ago while skiing. I'm told it's a third degree separation.
Ouch, that's the worst.
And I've been doing reasonably well. I have one of those figure of eight straps on that I've been wearing, and I've been rehabbing it. And I've been doing reasonably well, but I'm still limited. You know, I have a son that plays baseball. I can't throw and do a pretty intense fitness regimen that has been limited, you know, pretty significantly as well.
Right or left shoulder?
Just wondering, it's right shoulder, my dominant arm. And I'm just wondering about, you know, should I have this thing fixed or not?
Well, you know, you're asking a very legitimate question, and this is the... It's a $64,000 question. There seems to be quite a bit of controversy in our world, in the sports medicine world, regarding third-degree AC separations. And just for the rest of the listeners, the words separation and dislocation about the shoulder are often confused. A dislocation is when the ball comes out of the socket. That is the big ball and socket joint. A separation is when the clavicle, the collarbone, separates from the rest of the shoulder and the collarbone kind of sticks up in the air. And I'm assuming that that's what happened when you were skiing. You fell on the point of your shoulder, your collarbone separated and it's sticking up in the air, right?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And I'm actually surprised that they're using a figure of eight splint, because that's not what I use. Somehow or another, you need to support the elbow so that the shoulder it goes up to meet the clavicle. And look, it doesn't always stay there. So the cosmetic deformity is something you're going to have permanently. The issue when I see a patient with a third degree AC separation, is it dominant, non-dominant hand? Is he a thrower? Is he a not thrower? Because there really is a controversy as to whether to get these things fixed or not. Functionally, you know, if you're okay living with the cosmetic bump, functionally, if this was your left shoulder, you should be able to return to normal function. And the key word here is should. This is a really tough question. It's a tough question to field on the air. It's a tough question to field in my office. I'm going to leave you with this. Find a shoulder specialist. And there's a half dozen or so in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that's all they do. One of my partners, Richard Levy, that's all he does. He's probably one of the best shoulder guys in the Southwest. Go sit down with him. Show him your x-rays. Say, look, this is what I expect out of my arm over the next 15, 20 years. If you were a quarterback, for example, this would have been fixed the day after the injury. So you sit down with a shoulder specialist, say, look, this is what I expect out of this particular extremity. What are my options? And then just go through a question-answer period.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it.
All right, email me, and I'll give you some names and numbers if you need other alternatives.
I sure will.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, you can get us through the email. Just Google Texas Sports Medicine and go to the Ask Doc section. And on the Ask Doc section, that email comes directly to me, and I will – hopefully, in the first 2 or 3 days, get back to all my emails. With the playoffs being the way they are, I'm a little bit behind. You can also get Dr. Scott Blumenthal at Texas Beck Institute. You can Google Texas Beck Institute.
And we have an Ask the Doc section as well.
Right. I'm pretty sure everybody has that nowadays. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. Anyway, with that being said, let's continue on. Let's go to Russell from Dallas. Hey, Russell, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, here's what I've got. I've had 5 or 6 knee surgeries since 1990, the last one being in 04.
Ouch.
Excuse me, 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I've recently gone back to the doctor. Ever since the surgery, I've had major discomfort. It just hurts every time I walk. I was telling the doctor about it. He said, oh, it'll go away. Well, about a year later after the last surgery, I went to the doctor and he took x-rays and said, I've got a medial collapse.
Yep. Okay.
So he recommended doing a medial osteotomy.
How old are you?
Wedge.
How old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
Okay.
or a total knee replacement. He said, based on my age, the chances are insurance may recommend the medial osteotomy.
Well, I don't know that insurance has a say in that.
Unfortunately, sometimes they do.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had insurance companies, when we propose the procedure, say, no, but you can do this procedure. Because they've got...
You're kidding me. You know, I don't do insurance, which is why I'm kind of out of the loop on this.
Yeah, they follow these quote-unquote guidelines that you can't get. I mean, in other words, they have access to it. You can you know, pay...
Well, they probably make up the guidelines.
Well, they've got panels of experts, quote-unquote, that make guidelines and says, okay, if you're, like, for example, on this, if you're under 45, you know, we recommend a high temporal osteotomy.
Yeah,
PTO. Over 45, unique compartment. Well, I mean, they just have guidelines, and it's not what they're not telling you what to do. They're just telling you what they're going to pay for.
Right. Well,
which essentially is telling you, you know, because most patients can't.
Well, leaving the insurance question for another discussion. leaving because
we could go on that. That could be a 2-hour show in and of itself.
Well, remember I told you I sat next to a veteran, and he was talking to me about World War II, and then we got onto the state of medicine, and he had some really interesting things to say, and I will bring it up in the next section. But all that being said, it's not at all unusual, Russell, that after you've had so many surgeries, especially if they've all been focused on the medial side, the medial meniscus, what have you, that you have what we call medial joint line collapse, which is another way of saying you've got some arthritis. If it is localized in the medial compartment and the rest of the knee looks fine, then a tibial osteotomy is a good thing to do. And it sounds like a barbaric procedure, but what you do is you take a wedge of bone out and you literally straighten the leg out. And when you straighten the leg out, you shift the forces so that now the forces are on healthy part of the knee rather than on the damaged part of the knee. That may be a really good option for a 40-year-old. But there, you know, a partial knee replacement is an option as well. There's a lot of really good options. It sounds like your doc's on the right track, regardless of what the insurance company said. And I would go with that. Just talk to him, ask him the questions. Go with his responses, and if you're not comfortable, get another opinion.
Well, here's the deal. Being that I've had so many surgeries, and the osteotomy, the way it was explained to me is that over time, and it may be 2 years later, that then the other side of the knee would have to require an osteotomy as well, because it's going to force that pressure to go on the outside of my knee.
Well, no. You don't have two osteotomies. I mean, and by the way, it takes probably longer than 2 years. But if you start to show degenerative changes on the lateral compartment after they straighten out your leg, they're not going to re-break it and make it crooked again. I mean, so that you misunderstood something somewhere along the line. If you develop collapse on the other side, then you're probably ready for a knee replacement altogether. Thanks, man. I got to hang up.
All righty. Appreciate it.
All right. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
When Galloway wants answers.
Roddy B. last night in the fourth quarter.
He goes to the source.
Explain that move with Roddy B.
Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle.
Looking back, when you lose, it's not going to be the right decision.
Galloway and Company. Weekdays 3 to 7 on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
This Saturday, come to Lone Star Park for the 136th running of the Kentucky Derby. But that's not all.
Come for the pageantry. Come for the tradition. Come for the Kentucky Derby Hat Contest.
Come for an action-packed day of live thoroughbred racing, including the Kentucky Derby, the first leg of the Triple Crown, simulcast from Churchill Downs. In true Kentucky Derby fashion, wear your most stylish or most creative hat, with $500 going to both categories. And don't miss live music by The Project from noon to 4. Plus, bring the kids out to the family fun park for bounce houses, pony rides, a petting zoo, and more. Watch, wager, and party till the horses come home on Kentucky Derby Day. Grandstand gates open early at 10:30, and the first live race starts at 1:35. The Kentucky Derby simulcast will occur approximately at 5:15 p.m. General admission is just $5, and general parking is free. Visit LoneStarPark.com for more details.
Come for the greatest 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby.
Come for it all this weekend at Lone Star Park.
The horses are ready. Are you?
You gotta get down to Hooters. Have a drink, catch the game, get yourself some awesome wings. It's a place to do your thing. You gotta get down to Hooters. Here she comes, a girl next door, hanging with good friends and more. Come on, what you waiting for? You gotta get down to Hooters. So get on up and get on down to Hooters.
Now, a SportsCenter update, live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Byron Anderson. The Mavericks season ended Thursday night. Mavericks with exit interviews Friday before the offseason begins. Caron Butler positive about the summer, and he talked about his offseason plans.
Summer with some of the guys and starting to work out early and getting a training camp under our belt. You know, hopefully we can come back next year and, you know, really hit the ground running.
NBA playoff action from last night. Another upset in the Western Conference. The Jazz eliminate the Nuggets with a 112-104 win. And the Lakers move on to the second round with a last-second bucket follow by Pau Gasol that finishes off the Thunder. In the East, the Hawks don't fear the deer. They beat the Bucks to force a deciding Game 7 that will take place Sunday. Baseball, Rangers in Seattle for a weekend series. Texas scores two runs in the 12th inning to take the win. Kobe Lewis, impressive once again. He goes nine innings, striking out 10 batters, and doesn't allow a run. However, he does not get the victory. Ian Kinsler, 1-for-5 with a single in his 2010 debut. Later today, Matt Harrison on the mound for Texas in Game 2 of the series. That will take place at 1:10. Football. Cowboys get their first look at the rookie draft class this weekend in rookie minicamp. It began yesterday. Wade Phillips talked about his newbies.
Our rookie class looks pretty good to me. Overall, we've got players in almost every area that it look like they have a chance to do something, to help somewhere. So, that's a real positive.
Wade, very nonspecific there. Camp continues through Sunday. To golf, PGA Tour, Quail Hollow, Ben Mayfair, the leader at 8-under. But the story, Tiger Woods, he won't play on the weekend for only the sixth time in his career. He misses the cut at 7-over after shooting a 79 yesterday, his worst round ever as a pro. I'm Byron Anderson, ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com, taking DFW sports coverage to the next level.
Don't break the bank. For a limited time, get something for practically paying nothing at your closest North Texas Honda dealer, ntxhonda.com.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
These are our newly arrived surgeons, Drs. Trowbridge and Greenbaum.
Doctor?
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 Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
Doctor.
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 214-787-1033. We've got one line open. Got an action-packed show so far. First hour, we talked about Brandon Roy, talked about the fact that not all scopes are the same. It all depends on what you do when you get inside. And there's a lot of ignorance in the media when it comes to medical issues. And actually, I got an email from a pro athlete that, not an email, a text on my phone from a former pro athlete that said, I'm really glad you cleared that up because there was some confusion. Everybody was taking Charles Barkley's side that Brandon was coming back too soon and he was compromising his career and he shouldn't have done that. Well, the point I was trying to make is it all depends on what you do when you go inside. If they went inside to take out a piece of loose debris and he was ready to go in 8 days, more power to him. There is no long-term risk. So we got into that. But I wanted to touch base on this conversation I had with a 75-year-old gentleman. He was a veteran of World War II, sitting next to me on a plane going down to San Antonio. And by the way, this is a completely random thought. As I was walking on board this plane, the fuselage, the body of the plane was patched. They had patches all over this thing. And I was actually a little bit panicky as I was walking out. And I was thinking, how often can you patch the body of a plane before it's no longer able to fly? But that's a whole other issue.
How about this?
It was patched.
A colleague of mine was on one of those MD-80s, the ones with the two engines in back.
Uh-huh.
And one of the engines stopped working up at 30,000 feet, kind of like there was a little flash.
How'd you know that?
Well, the plane kind of, banked, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot got on, said, we're having a little problem with one of the engines. We are landing now.
Wow.
They were on the way to L.A. They went down and landed safely in Albuquerque. But he definitely said that he saw some things flash before his eyes other than the engine.
Well, so here's the conversation. He was a veteran, served in World War II. Just very intelligent, very intelligent. Great, great stories. But let me tell you where this takes a turn on the medical side. He said a few years ago, and remember, he's 75 years old. He said a few years ago, his personal doctor quit taking insurance. And a lot of doctors are doing that nowadays. I'm one of them. And quit taking insurance and became a concierge doctor, a boutique doctor. And lots of docs are doing this nowadays, where you as a patient, pay $1,500 for the year, and the doctor will accept maybe 100 patients total. And for that amount of money, he's basically available to you 24/7. Will even come to your house if you need a house call. And this veteran was saying that it's the best $1,500 he ever spent. And I said, you know what? I know my sister does the same thing. She's very happy with it. You know, they do it for a family of four, and they've been very happy with it. And I think that that's probably going to be somewhat the future of medicine. And he said, yeah, I like it, except for my friends give me grief about the ethical issue. And I said, what do you mean the ethical issue? He said, well, you know, the ethical of the doctor, you know, being boutique and not paying back to the community. And I said, whoa, wait a second. I don't understand. What does one have to do with the other one? You know, cosmetic surgeons, they went through plastic surgery school and medical school and all that, and they do, you know, nose jobs and facelifts and whatever all day long. Are you basically saying they're unethical because they're not working on homeless people? He goes, well, you know, I know what you mean, but my friends didn't understand the ethical part. And I really feel that we in the world of medicine are too regulated. There's now the new healthcare bill. There is, you know, it is what it is. You pay me, you pay Dr. Scott, you pay any of us for our brains, for our experience. And there is not a way to legislate a value on that. Scott, any thoughts?
You know, we've got, you know, unfortunately this, well, and it's getting worse, this dichotomy in society of how much does society owe people, everybody? Is healthcare an entitlement? Is it a privilege?
I think basic healthcare is. I really do. I think basic healthcare is. I think at some point we need to have some kind of safety net where everybody has access to basic healthcare. But then again, if you want to go get your facelift, that's your nickel. Well, that's my decision. That's your nickel. And how much the doctor wants to charge for that, that's between you and him. If you want to go to a concierge practice so that you can have that doctor available to you 24 hours a day and he comes to your house if necessary and you're okay paying $1,500 a year for that, that's why it's a free country. You have the opportunity to do that.
And yes, you get what you pay for. And like, for example, Australia, everybody has a basic health plan. They actually call it Medicare, but it's for everybody, not just 65 and older. And you get that just because you're a citizen of the country and you pay taxes, etc. Now, if you'd like to opt for the private system, you can buy insurance that gives you access to the quote unquote private doctors.
Right.
You know, there's pluses and minuses.
Well, that's how they do it in throughout Europe. That's how they do it in Switzerland. That's how they do it in England. Look, I think we all need the basic access, but then again, there has to be or there will be another option.
Yeah, and most elective surgery, kind of like what we do, mm-hmm. is done under the private sector because we're not, you know, that whole orthopedic surgeons don't save lives, they save lifestyles.
Right. You know, I know this is going to sound terrible when I say it. In fact, I've been very careful. I think one of the insurance companies, the going rate for arthroscopic surgery is $600. That's how much they reimburse the surgeon for arthroscopic surgery, $600. And that includes the preoperative visit and it includes all follow-up visits for 90 days after that. If someone were to tell me that I will get paid $600 to operate on LeBron James's knee, I would say, go fly a kite. There is no way in heck I'm going to do that.
Well, and then break it down, preoperative, intraoperative, hospital, yeah. 90 days postoperative.
Right.
How much is that an hour? Less than your plumber makes.
All right.
I don't mean to insult any plumbers out there.
We should have had our soapbox music. We you know, a couple weeks ago, we picked it out. No, that's the Notre Dame song.
What was the soapbox music? Obviously, it was out of town. I didn't hear it.
Battle Hymn of the Republic. Remember when on Green Acres?
Yes.
Oh, you said soapbox, not beatbox.
That's it. I was on my soapbox.
What a great show.
Yeah, I was on my soapbox. We should have had that playing in the background.
Oliver.
Is this a great country or what? All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. When we come back, we'll wrap up this episode. We'll be back on the internet as well, 214-787-1033. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Mike and Mike, when we reconvene on Monday morning, we'll be looking back on the NBA first round and ahead to all the second round matchups. Plus, a weekend in baseball gone by. Buster Olney and John Kruk will join the show.
And has anybody called Dwayne Wade yet? Is he going to be back in Miami? And a few injured players came back this weekend in baseball. How did they help their team?
We'll see you back in Better Than Ever Monday morning.
Galloway and Company, weekdays 3 to 7. Talking sports when you need it most.
You looked at this franchise and Dirk from the outside, coaching other teams, and then now you look at it from the inside. Rick, we could open this text toy up and say, should Dirk be back? And it'll probably be 50-50. Is that hard for you to comprehend that even here, his home territory, there are people still split on whether even Dirk should be here? Should you just move him out and start all over?
The fans are not going to like what they see. They are privileged to watch one of the truly unique and one of the truly great, great players of all time, ever, in this game. He's the best power forward in basketball again this year. All right, he'll be first-team All-NBA. It's not even up for debate. Fans that live in this city have got to milk this for as long as they can. Because when that guy doesn't walk out there for the center jump anymore, things are not going to be the same. Trust me.
Your drive home from work is better with 103.3 FM ESPN. ESPNDallas.com.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. We're going to take one more call before we wrap up this episode. I want to go to Byron. Hey, how are you? You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Oh, I lose him? I guess that was fate. How about Linda? Linda, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. She's there.
She's listening to the music.
She's listening.
Hello.
Hey, you're on Inside Sports Medicine. What you got?
Yes, I was wondering, after I had my plantar fascia ligament cut last November on one and December on the other,
okay,
I am having no longer heel pain, but my feet, in different spots of my feet, not just in my ankle, but on the front of my feet, right below my toes, the ball of my feet, I have pain to the point where I can't walk on them after being off of them for a while.
Wow, okay. Have you had it checked out? I'm not sure it has anything to do with your plantar fascia surgery, to be honest with you.
So, well, what I've kind of been, I've had injections, steroid injections, like right in down into the ankle, because they said that, you know, they've had people who have had plantar fascia. I mean, I had it for like 20 years, trying to do everything I could do to, you know,
to control it.
But,
right.
But I don't know if it, because I've walked so poorly 20 years, but I have also had total ligament repair done, and I know everything's connected to the other thing.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. The mechanics of the feet are so complex, and everything is connected to everything else. I'm going to leave you with this because we're running out of time. You need a diagnosis, and you may have more than one possible diagnosis. You may have arthritis of the big toe, which we call hallux rigidus. You may have tendonitis of the posterior tib tendon, which may be something different. So you there is not one diagnosis that may explain everything that you have.
Correct.
And you need to find somebody who is willing to methodically go one day at a time and figure out what exactly is going on. The final answer may be that, hey, you're arthritic and there's not much we can do. But
okay, is that an orthopedist or is that a podiatrist?
That's a great – well, I'm obviously an orthopedist, so I'm partial towards that. But there are some excellent podiatrists that will do that for you. Okay. I'll tell you what, why don't you email me? Just Google Texas Sports Medicine. Email me. Just remind me that we talked on the show, and I'll give you some names of both orthopedist and podiatrist.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Answer the top text if we have time. Just put up there.
Uh, I don't know how to answer that. The question is, with docs getting reimbursed so little, why is the number one cause of bankruptcy medical expenses? Have you seen your hospital bill?
What percentage of the medical expense goes to the doc?
2%.
Right. Well, who gets the most?
Have you seen your hospital bill? My mom was in the hospital because of dehydration. She was in for 2 days. $34,000 bill. Yeah. $34,000. I'm sorry. I don't want to get on the soapbox again. Listen, we've had a great show. It's episode number 324. Thanks, Clarence. Thanks, Byron. Thanks, Dr. Scott. You can get us on the internet as well. Just Google Texas Sports Medicine, or in Scott's case, go to Texas Back Institute. Also,